Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we are here talking with Joe Galante, who is the New York State Assistant Controller, and with Maria Smith, who is the New York State Project Director. Did I say that right? The New York State Assistant Controller. Yeah. And Maria?
No, it's fine. I think you elevated both of us, but that's okay.
Well, I used to call him Chief of Staff, and he said, John, I'm not. Whatever. You're two important people to me, so that's fine.
Thank you.
And where I want to go now is something that this is not corona related. This is not pandemic related whatsoever. This is everyday related. And that is the New York State Unclaimed Funds account, if that's how it's referred to. Because there's a small fortune there. And I don't know who wants to start, Maria or Joe, but many people don't know what it's about.
That's sure. True. So, you know, as part of his duties, State Controller DiNapoli is the trustee of over $15 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars of unclaimed funds. This could be anything from an uncashed check from an insurance company. It could be a rent deposit check that you didn't get back, or a rebate, or an insurance that someone left you that they couldn't track you down. They average about $250, the typical unclaimed funds account, but we have at least one account that's $1.3 million right now that's sitting in our fund waiting to be claimed, and we have a lot of other ones out there as well.
Joe, I want to interrupt.
Sure.
The $1.3 million, did it just get there? It's been there for a while.
Been there a while.
If you can say.
State, and it probably, you know, has some history behind it that, you know, is a reason that it's still not claimed.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, typically there, you know, it might be a savings account that someone hasn't made a transaction on that account for a period of time. You know, one of the main reasons why funds go unclaimed is when people move. They may not notify an insurance company or a utility company, for example, of their new address. So say you put a deposit down on your gas service at your prior home. Now you move into an apartment. Well, if that gas company doesn't know where to find you, that check then comes to us. That money comes to us to hold. And we hold it in perpetuity. We have money in there from the 1940s, the 1950s that was put on deposit with us at now, it's not all just sitting there. You know, the state utilizes that money for other purposes, but we always guarantee that enough money will be in that account to make claims, you know, to pay all the claims that come in. We currently pay about $250, $275 million a year in claims to people who put in claims for unclaimed funds. And we get in sometimes over $700 million a year. So we have quite a bit of money coming in, and we want to return that money to New Yorkers. So again, our website, it's www.osc.state.ny.us. And on the website, you'll see a link, Unclaimed Funds. And when you click on that, it's kind of fun, actually. You go on and you can put in your last name and your first name and search to see if money's there for you. But what I like to do is before major holidays, I'll go on there and search all my relatives that I'm going to see. And then when I show up having dinner or Christmas dinner, I give them their claim forms and I say Merry Christmas or Happy Thanksgiving, and they get some money back. And typically you will find someone you know on there. So, you know, take a look, and it's fun to play around with the system there.
I actually have played around with it a couple of times, a few times as executor, looking, you know, for maybe somebody had something that we didn't know about. But most of the time, as you described it, playing around, looking for friends, family, whatever, who I think might have a devious background, and maybe they have a couple of bucks laying around. But I do have $48 on there, which was connected to an American Express bill from Hertz as a corporate thing from the 1960s. But it's, you know, but it, like it's going to be there forever because there's no way I can backtrack that, you know. But I found my name on there for $48, I think is the amount. And it was a American Express Hertz corporate thing, you know. So it was, it's going to be there forever.
You know, I just want to go back to what Maria said earlier when we were talking about beneficiaries and stuff. I'm sure money winds up there because, you know, somebody passes away, an aunt, okay? But we don't know who she, I mean, we're friendly with her, but her husband may have passed away X number of years ago. Now she died, and we find two or three big accounts, and that's, but nobody's paying attention to the $3,000 account that's in one of the savings banks. Right. And for whatever reason, it wasn't in her papers. We sell the house, and everybody moves on, and everybody split up $50,000, whatever they did. And that's there forever. And again, goes back to beneficiaries and stuff, or transfer on death accounts. People are need to be responsible, because if you're going to bother having savings, right, make sure it gets passed on to somebody you want it to be passed on to. Or even if you don't want to pass on to your kids, put the Salvation Army, put a church, put anything you want. Just don't let it, I'm not saying it shouldn't go to Tom, but let's get some use out of the money.
And John, I always tell the story back when my wife and I were engaged. I was on the phone with her one day. She said, oh, what are you doing at work? I said, I'm doing some work on some unclaimed funds. So she said, you know, just for the heck of it, put my mom's name in because her mother died very young. She was, my wife was only 19 when her mother died. They didn't really have anybody that took care of a lot of the estate matters. So I put her name in and the whole screen lights up with about a dozen different accounts. And it totaled about $14,000 in total. And again, this was a few months before our wedding, and we were wondering how we were going to pay for everything. And, you know, it turned out that her mother helped pay for the wedding dress and a lot of other expenses towards the wedding. It was a real special thing for my wife and myself. So you never know. I mean, not every story is that good, but even if it's $250, if it's your money, it should be in your pocket and not in our account. So Comptroller DiNapoli has actually done quite a few innovative things to make it easier to get the money back. We do outreach events. We do online events. We also now have online claiming where through a series of questions and through a form that you can fill out online, most accounts that are under a certain amount can be claimed directly online. And we issue a check usually within 3 days that gets generated and sent out to the person. So that's been a real help and cleared up a lot of the backlog of paperwork and also made it a lot more efficient for people to get their money back.
Go ahead, Otto.
No, just a quick question. Is this a New York State thing or is unclaimed funds like every state has it?
Every state has a custodian of unclaimed funds, and it is done by state. New York happens to have one of the larger pots of unclaimed funds. Just being the financial capital of the world and our population here, we do have quite a bit more. One thing I should mention because we've talked about scams before, and many people will get in the mail a letter saying, we found that you have New York State unclaimed funds and you can claim it by signing this letter and sending it back. There are legitimate companies out there. They're called finders, and they, similar to how you and I can go on the website, they can go on and look up names or do it by a computer match. And they will send out letters to people and businesses and nonprofits to say, hey, we located this money for you. And for a 15% commission, which they are allowed under law to get 15%, we'll get the money for you. Well, I always tell people, do it yourself, because they're submitting the same paperwork you would submit, and they're getting 15% of your money. So we've made it very simple. There's a printable form on the website. A lot of claims, as I said, can be done right online. And this is your money, so you deserve to get all of it, and not give 15% to somebody. Mm-hmm.
I agree with that 100%. Do it yourself. But I want to go back just for one quick moment to the story with you and Kimberly. And just, you know, it's money, which is as cold as can be. But that turns something so
wonderful, as far as I'm concerned, that basically her mother was at the wedding with the dress and the dinner and everything else. That's special. And there's other people that may have that option. Get on the line and look. And even if it's nothing but $50, $50 can buy a vase or can pay for a Sunday dinner. And you can turn around and say, this was from mommy or nanny or grandma, whatever you call her, that it's there. And sometimes there's nothing but cold money, but I never heard that one before. That's a wonderful.
I helped another gentleman a number of years back, and his aunt had set up his bar mitzvah account, and she had passed away, and he didn't know where this account was, and there was like $4,000 of his bar mitzvah money in this account, and I helped him through the process. He got some paperwork after she passed, and the fact that it was in his name as well, and we were able to get him back that money, and that was very special to him, you know, because it was his aunt had set that account up and everything. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, some of them are great stories. Go ahead, Otto.
Yeah, maybe you can write a book about the stories that are connected to unclaimed funds. You know, there was a show on television a while back about postal packages that were lost, and they try to trace the packages. You can almost do it about the unclaimed funds, and you would be like the lead story.
You could all write a book because they all have 1,000 stories. One other one that was amazing was someone, a former elected official in Nassau County, reached out to me. He and his wife had a diamond engagement ring in a bank safe deposit box. Well, they had moved out of the area, and then one day they decided she wanted to get her ring back. They go to the bank. The bank's no longer there.
Oh,
it's torn down to the ground.
Oh, God.
So they called me. Now, up until like the 1950s, this was the Office of Abandoned Property. So we had everything from, furniture to personal items to jewelry and everything else. That got very unruly, you know, in New York to house all that. So over the years, they had different laws related to different things. Well, anyway, I was able to connect them with someone from Citibank, who was the bank where it was. And again, they hadn't provided their new address to the bank to tell them that they had their items in possession. So it was in a warehouse in New Jersey, and they got their ring back. So that was a nice story.
Yeah,
too.
It is a nice story.
You ain't kidding. It's tremendous. We're out of time, guys. I want to thank both Maria and Joe for helping us out today by participating with this. I mean, the stuff that's going on in the controller's office is absolutely wonderful. And within the state of New York, every resident should be proud of the office and everybody in there. You've been listening to CW Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I want to specifically thank Joe Galanti and Maria Smith for all your help with us today. We'll be right back.